So too in terms of wealth. If you enjoy it alone, you've essentially lost it, for you won't reap its benefits. But if you share it with others, then it truly belongs to you, and then you will reap its rewards. Don't you see that the hands serve, the mouth softens, and the stomach accepts? Does the stomach say, since I've received, I should keep it all? Then don't you, I beg, speak this way about wealth, for it is the duty of the receiver to share. Just like it's unhealthy for the stomach to retain food and not distribute it, it's unhealthy for the rich to keep their wealth for themselves, for this leads to the ruin of both themselves and others. Also, the eye receives all the light, but it doesn't keep it all for itself. It illuminates the whole body, for it's not in its nature to hoard as long as it is an eye. Likewise, the nostrils sense fragrance, but they don't keep it all to themselves. They send it to the brain, fill the stomach with a pleasant aroma, and refresh the entire body through them. The feet alone walk, but they don't just move themselves, they also carry the whole body. Similarly, whatever you've been trusted with, don't keep it to yourself alone, because you're causing harm to the entire community and especially to yourself.